I'm Peter Solomon. This is The Morning Show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. And I'm speaking this morning with guitarist Kenny Reichert. He is curating a series of performances happening at Berlin in Minneapolis. And there's corresponding performances at North Street Cabaret in Madison. This project is called Letters from the Road. And he's got several different ensembles that he's featuring at Berlin and at North Street Cabaret. And so I thought we'd get him into the studio to talk about these projects. Hi, Kenny. First of all, welcome. And just so people kind of can put you in context, tell me where you're based and kind of a thumbnail portrait of what you do.
Absolutely. Good morning, Peter, and thanks for having me. I'm based here in the Twin Cities, have been for the past few years, and it's been a little bit of a interesting relocation for me because since moving up here, I've been gone about just as much as I've been here. But when I have been here, I've been really enjoying digging more into the scene and kind of what's been going on. There's so much amazing music, and I've just been overwhelmed with the amount of amazing musicians that I've met here as well. I kind of bounce back and forth between Chicago, Milwaukee, the Twin Cities, and I have a teaching gig in Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. So a little bit on the road all the time, which is kind of also the theme, a little bit of the residency, Letters from the Road. I spend a lot of time traveling and draw a lot of inspiration from that.
Now, the series of performances actually started at the beginning of this month. So on May 3rd, Sunday, you had a trio, which was a few members of the quartet that you currently lead. Can you talk about that first gig and what you were playing?
Yeah, so the trio featured Devin Drobka on drums, who's a drummer in Milwaukee, and Ethan Fillion on upright bass, and he's a bass player and composer in Chicago. And they've been active members of my working quartet, which also features Leonard Simpson on alto saxophone, a Chicago-based alto saxophone player, for a number of years. But for this specific residency, I wanted to try it as a trio. And I wrote two sets of new music, and the group is called Prairie Grass. And kind of the underlying theme there was we're three Midwestern guys who, you know, grew up in kind of, you know, I grew up in Milwaukee, Devin's from there, and Ethan's in Chicago. And now we're kind of spread around the Midwest a little bit. So kind of looking for that common thread that ties the three of us together, I guess. A lot of the music that I composed, I decided to kind of lean into that and kind of named each specific piece either on different states or different cities, predominantly around the Midwest. There were a few that kind of escaped the geographic area, but drawing inspiration from like different places that we've played together or that I've been or have family or have visited and so on and so forth. So it was kind of a very geographic inspired two sets of music. Dumă, Doamne, dumă iară. Dumă, Doamne, dumă iară. Pe cel plai cu frunza rară. Pe cel plai cu frunza rară, în poiana cea rotată, în poiana cea rotată. Now the geography involved in the next project is very different, and tell me about this singer Anna Everling and what she represents, the tradition that she's coming from, and how you integrate that into your music. Anna is a vocalist based in Chicago, but she's from the Republic of Moldova, and she's been living in Chicago now for probably, I don't know, 15 years, something along that nature. And I've known her for over a decade, and we've been friends. I play in her quartet as well. She leads a fantastic group in Chicago, and just been a really inspirational musician for me to get to know. She draws a lot of inspiration, obviously, from Moldova and Romanian kind of folkloric music. So she brings in this very different musical tradition. And we've found a way to kind of merge it with our two worlds together, not only in her group, but specifically for this residency. It's going to be her and a bass player in Madison named John Christensen. And Anna and I co-wrote a bunch of new music that kind of tries to blend this world between like folk, Romanian, jazz, Moldovan traditions, and kind of pushes, I guess, against, you know, improvisation and song form and structure. But she has a hauntingly beautiful voice, and she's an absolute pleasure to work with, and just has a lot of really great
musical ideas, and I'm always amazed that she can sing some of the notes that she can, because it covers quite a wide range. To blend the Midwest with Moldova, I called that project Moldovest.
The following Sunday, May 17th, is a combo called Righteous Rooster, and I sampled just a little bit of it, and it makes me think of Chicago Blues. What are you going for with this band?
Yeah, Righteous Rooster is a collaborative project between me, Henry Dickoff, who's an organ player in Chicago, and Luke Segedin, who's a drummer in Chicago. And Chicago has a great organ tradition. There's a lot of great organ groups that, you know, organ blues, soul, jazz, funk, groove, and there's a lot of clubs with organ. And we started playing just around town together as friends, and we had a good vibe, and so we kind of kept doing it. We recently recorded a new record that we're kind of in the process of figuring out the next steps for. But the music tends to blend, you know, I think all those influences, but also pushes a little bit more towards the funky side of things. So we kind of take this jazz, blues, organ, this like guttural, visceral organ. You know, it's one of the beautiful things I think about organ music, is there's just this very visceral kind of oomph to it. We all love, you know, a lot of funk music. Delvin Lamar, if you're familiar with that. There's Parlor Greens, Soul Live, some of those groups, huge influences, as much as some of the more jazzy side of it, whether it's Grant Green or Babyface Willette. And just try to channel all that together into music that, I don't know, I guess sounds good to us, that we have fun playing and hopefully people like as well.
The next Sunday, you're going to be featuring a group called the Colors Music Quartet, and I'm kind of excited. I've seen Russ Johnson play at Jazz Central. He's a brilliant trumpeter who does a lot of stuff kind of in the realm of avant-garde stuff. Tell me about what kinds of stuff you're going to be playing with this ensemble.
Yeah, so the Colors, it's a quintet for that one, and it's specifically a project. I did a composing residency at the Ragdale Foundation, which is in Lake Forest, Illinois, and it's located on this beautiful prairie, and I spent a week, I'd never done this before, where I just wrote music, and I kind of went in with the intention of, I want to write something a little bit more developed compositionally than I had ever done. A lot of times I write these forms that are really open to interpretation, and once the songs kind of get learned, they can open and close in a number of ways. And I was looking to do something a little bit more through composed, but also I needed musicians that were flexible in a number of ways, you know, comfortable with odd meters, comfortable playing changes, comfortable with completely open improvisation, time no changes, changes no time, I guess a lot of different kind of ways of looking at music. And so I went in specifically with the group of musicians in mind for the album. And the album's actually coming out this fall on Calligram Records in Chicago. But it'll feature Russ Johnson on trumpet, Jeff Bradfield, who's an amazing woodwind player in Chicago. He plays tenor sax and bass clarinet. On the record, it's Clark Summers on upright bass, but Tim Ibsen will be doing the shows with us. And then Devin Drobka again on drums and cymbals. It's a very adventurous set of music for me, and I think for all of us, and it's just a lot of fun how much influence each of those musicians are able to bring to the forms and the structures of the music, but also I think it's some of the most composed music that I've ever had the opportunity to write.
Okay, so for the final week of the residency, it's going to be the Twin Cities Quartet. And tell me about this ensemble that you've put together.
Yeah, so when I first moved up here, I made it a point to just go out and experience a lot of music. And that's one of my favorite ways to just kind of figure out what's going on. And, you know, like I said earlier, I was totally blown away with how much awesome music I was hearing on a regular basis. Through listening and through, you know, kind of just experiencing who was out there, I kind of got a sense of some musicians who inspired me. And in this particular context, it was Kavyesh Kaviraj on piano, Graydon Peterson on bass, and Ben Ehrlich on drums. And I, out of the blue, one day, I work really well with deadlines. So I contacted Mac over at Jazz Central Studios and I said, hey, would you be open to me just trying something? And he said, absolutely. He had no idea who I was, but he looked me up and was like, you know what? Like, let's give it a shot. Let's see how it goes. And I was like, I'm kind of thinking about this project. And booked a show and then gave myself a couple months of music to kind of think about. You know, I went in and listened to, you know, Ben is involved in a ton of projects. Kavi has a beautiful record out. Graydon has a band called Thoughtcast that I really enjoyed. So I went and listened to a bunch of their music and then just tried to write a couple sets of music that I thought would represent what, you know, kind of play to the strengths of these musicians, but also kind of channel my perspective on it. And we've had a couple chances to play over the past year and a half. We've done some stuff at Berlin, Jazz Central, Crooners, Folsteads, and other places around town. And it's been a lot of fun watching this music kind of start to take a little bit more shape and form, especially considering how busy those three guys are all the time with a million things they seem to be doing. So I'm excited to kind of cap off the residency with this music because I feel like it's the newest body of work that I've developed. It's been a lot of fun kind of exploring it with them and kind of, I guess it's my first real band based here that I'm kind of working on. So I felt like it was a nice way to kind of put a stamp on the residency.
Is there anything else you want to say before any of these gigs come around again at Berlin?
Yeah, mainly I'd like to thank Berlin for the opportunity. I think it's a sacred space in the Twin Cities to be able to present original music, adventurous music, music that covers a wide range of aesthetics. And the fact that people come out and support it is kind of a beautiful thing. And one of the things that I've loved since moving up here is that there's the culture and also the opportunity to take chances, take risks, try something new, and the fact that people come out and support it. So hopefully, if you know any of the five groups resonate with you, I'll see you on one of the Sundays. And yeah, thanks for having me, Peter.
I spoke with guitarist Kenny Reichert. He's artist in residence at Berlin this month, and he's curated a series of performances featuring his varied projects called Letters from Home. You can find more information at berlinmpls.com. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.